So you can see their point, why they want to hoard the knowledge resources. Furthermore, if we know it's being done to us, we develop defensive mechanisms, don't we? We are infinitely inventive. We'll figure out a way to defeat it, to protect ourselves. The only way it works is if we don't know. And it mimics disease, doesn't it? Look at my case. Years going around getting medical tests and doctors. That's what everybody does who's targeted. It works. They've been doing it for decades. It works. It is time for it not to work anymore. That's why Nikola Tesla, just as he said, we all have to be in possession of his inventions. He created them for us, for peace. That's what they're there for. Once they are in our hands, they can no longer kill us secretly.
Was there any ever a movement to try and get his papers public? I seem like that would be a important thing to do.
It's not just getting his papers public. It's getting everything they stole from him and took away from his apartment when he died. It's one thing to write, yes, you can transmit electricity through the atmosphere. I have a way. Okay, well, what is that way? I mean, and he is unique in a sense. I mean, he did this on a shoestring budget because he knew what he was looking for. I mean, it takes resources. And unfortunately, that's what the purpose of the economy, quote unquote, that system of accessing resources is for. That means they can control who does what. So his papers were ripped off, taken away, hidden. They intended to completely bury our awareness of it. And even if you know it, if you happened upon this book written about him, and you learn, well, he says there's a way to transmit electromagnetic force and focus it on a specific target and annihilate it. How? If you're not Nikola Tesla,